You're listening to Inside Appalachia. I'm Glynis Board. In some cultures around the world, milk sharing is a socially accepted practice among sisters, say, and close friends. And it's something that happens in America, too. Okay, I have a weird confession to make. Several years ago, I was still breastfeeding my baby boy when my sister gave birth to twins. Newborn twins are a lot. So I went to spend some time with her to help out. It was the middle of the night. She was finally getting some sleep. One of the twins was up and hungry. Now, I've never told her about this, so please, if you know my sister, don't mention it. But I breastfed that baby. In that moment, it just seemed like what I needed to do. But as I learned from this next story, milk sharing isn't always safe. In 2017, the American Academy of Pediatricians issued a recommendation that at-risk premature babies be fed donated, pasteurized breast milk if their mothers aren't able to breastfeed. The milk comes from milk banks certified by the Human Milk Banking Association of North America. Donors are tested for contagious diseases. But informal systems of milk sharing exist too, and they could be putting some babies at risk. Roxy Todd explains.
Catherine Ellis had fostered several children, but bringing a 10-day-old baby home from the hospital was an entirely different experience.
He was a safe haven baby, so he had been left in a hospital.
He was tiny.
At birth, baby Cooper weighed just 6 pounds, and he had a pretty serious health condition. He needed multiple surgeries after he was born because the right side of his heart wasn't fully developed.
The doctors even said to us before we took him home, you don't have to take him. You can wait or, you know, wait for a perfect baby or something. And that was just not at all what I thought. My thought was, of course I'm going to take him home with me and I'm going to take care of him.
So when he was 10 days old, Ellis took Cooper home and started the process to adopt him. Like any baby, he needed around-the-clock feedings.
I loved sitting just with him, and we'd sit up on the loft, and the stove would be hot and in a fire, and the heat would go up to that loft, and it would be quiet and dark, and I could look out the window and see snow and feel warm with him, and just, I felt like that time was so special to be just the two of us.
Since Ellis wasn't his biological mother, she fed him formula. The doctors told Ellis that because of his condition, Cooper was vulnerable to viruses and infections. Ellis had heard about scientific studies that show that breast milk has immune-boosting properties and that babies who drink breast milk have a better defense against viral infections, like the flu and common cold, so she wanted to feed him breast milk. Most of these studies were done in the 1990s, and they led the American Academy of Pediatrics to recommend that all babies be breastfed. But since Ellis didn't have her own breast milk, she decided to feed him donated milk.
I seem to remember it coming in a cooler and just packed with ice.
The women who supplied the milk didn't know each other, but they did have one person in common. A local midwife named Angie Nixon had helped them deliver their babies. She reached out to each of them to ask if they would donate their extra milk. Nixon usually made the deliveries.
All babies should have breast milk. And so when we were looking at the situation and understanding that there was this baby in need, that was my first thought, too, of like, oh my gosh, it would be great if we could somehow give him the opportunity to have some breast milk.
In this case, Nixon had seen the women's medical histories, and they didn't pass on any infectious diseases to baby Cooper. But this type of milk sharing is risky. The American Academy of Pediatrics warns that feeding babies donated milk in this way is not safe. They recommend that milk banks require blood tests from all donors and that they pasteurize human milk. There are health risks, like bacterial contamination, and life-threatening diseases, like HIV or hepatitis C, can be transferred through milk. Pasteurization kills those viruses and bacterial contamination. Catherine Ellis says she knew the risks, but she trusted that it would be okay. Also, the experience made her feel she had this support from her community, even from women she didn't know.
and for me to be giving him nourishment, which I knew was my job, but to know that there were other moms that had contributed to that. I did feel a support of people that didn't even know us.
Feeling a part of a supportive community is something expressed by several other women we contacted for this story who donated or used donated milk through Facebook or other social media groups online. Several women said they felt like milk sharing connects them to their Appalachian culture, of their mothers and grandmothers, a culture that believes in the value of leaning on your neighbors or family for help. But this culture of sharing doesn't protect against contagious diseases, especially in a region where HIV and hepatitis C is now on the rise. Dr. Stefan Maxwell is the medical director of the Newborn Intensive Care Unit at CIMC Women's and Children's Hospital in Charleston, West Virginia. He warns against feeding babies donated milk from the internet.
And in this day and age where there is a high prevalence of hepatitis C, HIV, and some of these other transmissible viruses, it's probably not a good idea to use someone else's breast milk unless you know that, unless they've been tested.
Dr. Maxwell does support the use of donated milk when it is tested and pasteurized. He encouraged his hospital to be among the first in the country to feed donated milk to the most at-risk premature babies. The milk they use comes from a milk bank that is certified safe by the Human Milk Banking Association of North America, also known as HMBANA. Naomi Baryam is the former president of HMBANA. She also directs a milk bank in Massachusetts. She says HMBANA requires that all donors be screened to ensure the breast milk is safe and free of diseases.
And we test moms for HIV, HTLV, hepatitis B and C, and syphilis.
Baryam says last year they had to turn down more than 20% of the women who applied to donate because they didn't pass the screening. Still, thousands of women do successfully donate to HMBANA milk banks, and the numbers are increasing. Most are moms who have surplus breast milk. Some are moms whose babies died.
And they are, I mean, they're saving lives, and they talk about it in terms of this is something my baby and I can do to help others.
Baryam says research shows that when NICUs begin using donated milk, more moms actually make the choice to start breastfeeding their own babies. That's what happened at Dr. Maxwell's hospital when they began using donated breast milk 3 years ago.
Well, initially I thought we would have a negative response by the parents, but in fact it's been a very positive response. And in fact we've had the unintended consequence where mothers who had not intended to breastfeed before now decided that they wanted to use their own breast milk.
And Maxwell sees this as the ultimate goal, that more women who are healthy are encouraged to give breastfeeding a try. Because even though donated milk is better than formula, what gives babies the best chance of surviving and thriving is almost always their own mother's milk. For Inside Appalachia, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston, West Virginia.
A study published in the Journal of the American Academy of Pediatrics ran some tests on human milk purchased over the internet. And yes, websites exist that sell breast milk, though it's not legal. The study found that most of the milk was contaminated with bacteria. Now, some types of bacteria are safe, even beneficial, but other types are dangerous for infants. And the researchers found a lot of the dangerous kinds in the donated breast milk, likely from poor pumping, storage, or shipping practices.